I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. It's Academy Awards time this weekend in Los Angeles, and people all over the globe will be turning in to see who gets to take Oscar home. Five films are officially up for Foreign Language Award. Matt Holtzman hosts Matt's Movies at KCRW in L.A. I asked him to share some of his favorite foreign language films not up for an award. He started off with a couple of French flicks.
Well, one film is The Intouchables. It's an incredibly feel-good movie about a very wealthy man who is a paraplegic and his streetwise aide who takes care of them and their exploits. That was actually nominated by France to be in the Oscars. Police, which is, in my opinion, a kind of superior film, was not nominated by France, and a country can only nominate one film. It's actually about the Child Protective Services Division of the Paris Police Department, which sounds terribly, terribly serious, and it has those moments. But because they're dealing with such horror, they have this sense of kind of macabre humor that it just infects the film, and it has a love story in it, and it's just an extraordinary film from beginning to end.
Some of the other movies you like?
So one of the films that was submitted for Best Foreign Language Film was from Romania called Beyond the Hills, and it wasn't nominated. The filmmaker is a guy named Christian Monju. He made a film called 4 Months, 3 Weeks, 2 Days in 2007, which also was not nominated. And both films are, oh gosh, how to say it? They make Amour, which is about, you know, a love affair and an elderly woman dying, look positively like a romantic comedy. I mean, they are two of the darkest films you could possibly see, but extraordinarily well made.
His last one was about abortion, right?
It was about a woman trying to get kind of an off-market abortion. And this is a movie about a woman in a monastery and another woman who's obsessed with her and who kind of goes mad and trying to extricate her from this monastic influence. You know, Ceausescu's been gone from Romania for 20 years, but he still seems to have some effect on the people there because these films are incredibly well made, but incredibly dark.
It seems like bleak is your thing. Another movie you've talked about is from East Berlin, a movie by German director Christian Petzold. It's called Barbara.
You know, movies are dark when the film that's about East Germany is actually not that dark in comparison. And in fact, Barbara is actually a love story. It's about a doctor in East Germany who's being punished by being sent to a small town and who nominally finds love there and decides that love is more important than her freedom. Very small, very subtle, very low-key film. And love in East Germany, what could be, you know, more romantic than that?
Let's end with a contender that never would be a contender, actually. It's a film that was literally smuggled out of Iran in a cake. It's called This Is Not a Film.
It wouldn't be a contender, and it's not a film because it's called This Is Not a Film. Iran, the country that would have to nominate it, would never nominate it. It's this great filmmaker, Jafar Panahi. It's essentially a documentary about him trying not to make a film, but to make a film because he's been banned by the government from making films. It's kind of like the Seinfeld of documentaries. Nothing much happens, and yet you really do get a sense of what life is like on the ground there. The Iranian government did not put a film up for foreign film this year because the Academy didn't take an official position on that horrible Innocence of Muslims YouTube video, to which I respond, you know, the Academy didn't take a position on Battleship either, but, you know, nobody's making a big stink about that.
Who's your pick to win this Sunday?
My pick would be Police. Unfortunately, it was not nominated by France, so that won't win. It's going to be Amour.
You sound almost disappointed.
To me, the best movies are the movies that are both great art and both great entertainment, and I think a film like Police really is both, whereas Amour is great art, and, you know, it's a very, very difficult film, but it's a wonderful film.
Matt Holtzman hosts Matt's Movies on KCRW in Los Angeles. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
For more of Matt's foreign language picks, check out our podcast, The World in Words. You'll find it at theworld.org. And while you're there, reporter Maria Bakalopoulou has a new blog post. It features a great video of Le Trio Jubran, a Palestinian group of oud players heard on the soundtrack to the Oscar-nominated documentary Five Broken Cameras. Again, that's all at theworld.org.